righteousness and set us free from our guilt, our sins, or the places where we've failed him. Let's stay in that place where we receive from the Lord. Kathy's got a song that she wants to sing for us. She'll give you a bit of background to it, but let's listen to this song as if the Lord's singing it to us, and let's respond to it, continue to respond to it in the way we have been to that word that we've just heard.
So I was just quite struck by Tom's word as he was sharing it, and mostly because earlier in the week on Monday I was praying, and very much from that sort of similar sentiment of bringing my own personal failings before the Lord, but also in the midst of everything we've been experiencing as a body as well. Just in a moment of prayer with the Lord, sort of turned to him and turned to the scriptures, and wrote this song as a response. And as Tom was sharing, I felt like the Lord was prompting that it's a song he has for us. So apologies, this is a slightly unorthodox way of giving a word, but I'll just sing it. Bear with me. And yeah.
The Lord sits on the throne. His glory fills the earth. Though we have fallen into ruin, yet our eyes have seen the King. What love is this? That you atone for us, we abandon all our strength, cast our hope in you alone. Call us higher still, transform our wretched hearts, lift us up from sleep till we get to where you are. The Lord sits on the throne. His glory fills the earth. Though we have fallen into ruin, yet our eyes have seen the King. Even in the bitter valley, you make a place of springs. Oh, you have the word of life. Lord, to whom else would we go? Draw us deeper still and root out all our pride. Restore her even now, make us a people purified. Take what is dead and bring it back to life.
Lord, that's our cry to you, that you would transform our empty hearts, that you would take what's dead and bring it back to life, that you would make us a people purified. Lord, do this with us now. Do this with us now, Lord, even as we worship, even as we minister to each other. Lord, send your Holy Spirit. We invite your Holy Spirit to come now, Lord Jesus, that you would change us and transform us for your name's sake, for your glory, Lord Jesus. Amen. as we cry out to the Lord in our brokenness and in our emptiness and in our wretchedness, the Lord answers us. And I want us to hear a couple of words, one from Carl Gossen and one that Philippa's sent us by email, and then just respond to those words. It's an invitation for us to have the Lord fill us again, have the Lord use us again, have the Lord transform us again. So let's listen to these words, and then we'll come into worship again. We'll ask the Holy Spirit to fill us. So, Carl.
This is Romans 5. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in our hope of sharing the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance, character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. And just the sense I had is hope, the Lord saying, he's the source of hope, and he's the goal of hope. And the Lord is saying, we can't fabricate this ourselves. He needs to give it to us. And he has given it to us through his Holy Spirit that's been poured into our hearts. And the Lord is saying, ask for more. I want to give you more hope. I can give this to you. Ask me of more.
And this is Philippa's word in a very similar line from John chapter 2, verses 6 to 11. Nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 80 to 120 liters. And Jesus said to the servants, fill the jars with water. So they filled them to the brim. And then he told them, now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet. They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. And then he called the bridegroom aside, and he said, everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best until now. What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. And Philippa sense, those big jars were used for ceremonial washing. There was nothing special or fancy about them. They were simple jars serving a simple purpose. One might not even notice that they were there. At this point in the passage, the jars were empty and they were set to one side, but they were big, and for what Jesus wanted to do, they were just right. He tells the servants to fill them with water, and they were filled to the brim. And since they were big, they could take a lot of water. Now, what was needed was not water, but wine. Jesus knew this, but he wanted to serve the wine, the best wine, transformed out of water. Brothers and sisters, we are like the jar in this passage. We might look at ourselves and see nothing special. We do our service, we follow our purpose. But guess what? Jesus sees us, and he has a special mission for us, a great miracle. He asks us to be filled, not with wine, but with water. The water is all we are and all we have, however simple we might think that is. We might ask, what good will that do? Because what's needed is wine, and I don't have that. What possibly can I bring to this banquet? Just come with everything that you have, filled to the brim, and let Jesus do the rest. We read in verse 10, you have saved the best till now. He's talking about you and me. Jesus wants us to do great things in our lives. He wants to transform your water into wine. The best is yet to come. So let's believe that word, because that's a promise from the Lord and he doesn't disappoint. So let's believe that word and invite him into the places where we can't believe that word at the moment, or we can't believe that word in our personal life, or we can't believe that word in our community life. Let's invite the Lord into the place of doubt in our life to speak to that, to speak to that doubt. And let's just stand and invite the Holy Spirit to come. Come and be with us, and come and make that word true in our lives. Come, Holy Spirit.